We shall turn to that in Chapter 9. Religion and Violence. Can RSMEs propel believers toward hatred and self-destruction? Recent world events, such as suicide bombings and beheadings, prompt the claim that religion leads to violence. The reality is more complex. When immature people experience a strong passion, lust, greed, envy, they can easily be incited to violence. A religious context for such passions does not, by itself, change such people. Personal change comes only through contact with an authentic spiritual reality. Otherwise, immature believers may merely cite religion as a justification. Recently, Canadian political scientist Salim Mansour traveled the border area between Algeria and Tunisia, where 1,600 years ago the great Christian thinker Augustine, 354 to 430, served as bishop. Mansour, a Muslim who studies comparative culture, was carrying a copy of Augustine's Confessions, an autobiography that focuses on the state of the soul. He wanted to understand better the growth of religiously inspired violence in the Middle East and North Africa. Mansour also carried with him the writings of Arab historian and philosopher Ibn Khaldun, 1332 to 1406, who was born a millennium later in the same region as Augustine. Studying Augustine and Ibn Khaldun together, Mansour concluded that their writings shed greater light on terrorism causes than any recent writings of experts in the subject. Both of these ancient thinkers focused on what Augustine called the interior disposition, for example, the likelihood that a frustrated person will resort to violence. A man awakened to his inner reality could do no evil, for instance, be a terrorist, since filled with goodness there would be no evil in him, Mansour argues. Speaking of some of his co-religionists, he adds, Muslim terrorists have closed shut their interior disposition. For them, belief is reduced to outward rituals of conformity in pursuit of power over other men, rather than an awakening to the infinity inside of them, filled with God in whose image they have been made. Hence they do evil, for they are insufficient in goodness, despite their insistence on calling upon God according to their faith tradition. Religion, divorced from the desire for personal spiritual transformation, becomes a great theater of the passions, and a highly dangerous one at that.